This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BT and Sal have this Thursday midday off. It's Mark Malusis with you. 10:03 on this beautiful day. Big New York City. Dove Pete across the way of the side at the controls. We're taking right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Number to call, 888-808-1019. You just heard Sal on with Boomer this morning. BT's got St. John's basketball at MSG, so you got me for the next 4 hours. Got plenty of things to chat about. Albert Breer will join us top of the noon hour to talk about all the wheelings and dealings of the National Football League. Plenty of your calls as well. Hit me up on X at Mark Malusis too. Work some of those tweets, good and bad. Because I do have a thick skin into the course of the conversation. Let's start with the NFL and as we wait. And wait some more. And, you know, there's pictures of Aaron Rodgers on a beach listening to music, staring into the abyss as he tries to make a decision on whether it's the Giants or whether it's the Pittsburgh Steelers or maybe it's the Minnesota Vikings coming in from the top rope and they end up being the apple of his eye at some point in time. And If you go on the idea, according to reports, that money is not a factor, it's really what Rodgers has to make a decision on now, where exactly he wants to go. You say to yourself, well, what exactly does Aaron Rodgers want? What exactly does Aaron Rodgers want to do at this stage after the two disastrous years with the Jets? And really one, this past season, where it couldn't have gotten more wrong, where Woody, you know, his sons, the Bobs, and everyone down in Florham Park decided to get involved. They were poorly coached. We talked about it at the time, Robert Saleh and his coaching staff. Olbrich steps in as the interim head coach. They fire the general manager and Joe Douglas, and then they do this extensive head coaching and GM search, and they end up with Darren Mooji from Denver and Aaron Glenn, the former Jet and former defensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions. But this past season couldn't have gotten worse, right, for the New York Jets. And I said at the time, like, if Rodgers, and those that know him, and I don't know Aaron Rodgers from a hole in the wall, but those that know Aaron Rodgers will tell you, as he does his weekly appearances on Pat McAfee, that, you know, basically football is his life. He loves the competition, loves the sport, eats it, lives it, breathes it. He might tell you and distract you with other things like ayahuasca and going out there in darkness retreats and, you know, doing stuff in Costa Rica, whatever it might be, that Aaron Rodgers takes it away. And I understand he might not be the most likable guy in the world, but Aaron Rodgers obviously is one of the great quarterbacks that the National Football League has ever seen. And as much as he has given this sport, he loves and adores this sport. So you say to yourself, well, what exactly is the decision now? As you're seeing, you know, the negotiating phase open up on Monday, you know, right around, what was it, high noon, and everything open up, and, you know, guys signing left and right before, you know, the official new league year began in the National Football League. You knew Rodgers, you know, and the Jets were going to get rid of him 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. They made the statement, thanked them, sent out the social media post. Everything that teams do when they get rid of a veteran player, even a guy that, you know, spent 2 years with an organization, and the Jets did that. So what exactly is Rodgers waiting on? As everybody has signed 11, well, what is Aaron waiting on? What exactly, when is he going to make this decision? How long is it going to take? And there's a couple ways to look at it. Number one is this. I wholeheartedly believe you don't get into the extensive talks that he's had with the Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers if you don't intend to play. So the whole idea of Aaron Rodgers making the decision of whether or not he wants to go out there and commit to play in the National Football League again, to me, goes out the window. I think Aaron Rodgers wants to play. I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants the last time we see him on the field is with the pitiful New York Jets as they end up with the 7th overall draft choice, and that's how you remember Aaron Rodgers. He's got a little pride. We all do, right? So put that out the window. Now, the other aspect of it, well, what would make him choose the Giants over the Steelers? If Rodgers wants to win, what would make him choose the Giants over the Steelers? Why Big Blue? Pittsburgh, obviously, they're a quarterback conceivably away. Yes, they lost Najee Harris in free agency. They added DK Metcalf. George Pickens can fly off the handle at any given time, and maybe his future with the Pittsburgh Steelers is, and his days are numbered. Freiermuth, good tight end. They've got to improve that offensive line. But you know that defense led by Watt can go out there and play. Very difficult division. Put the Browns on the outside, but still, you've got Burrow and the Bengals, and you got Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens. Very difficult division, but still, it's a Hall of Fame head coach in Mike Tomlin that understands the culture of what it is to be a Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it a prototypical type of quarterback when you're looking at Mike Tomlin? Probably not, especially at this stage. No maneuverability. Obviously, the Achilles injury has affected that. You're going to have to build up that offensive line. And Rodgers, at this stage of his career, is more of a pure pocket passer than anything else, but still, it's Tomlin, it's the Steelers, it's the culture of winning. It's the head of the nonsense, Arthur Smith and the offense, all those things that you get there in Pittsburgh, right? I mean, the Steelers had themselves a winning season this past year, and they had Fields and Russell Wilson at quarterback. Now you get to the Giants. What can help the Giants? Well, you can't make the argument that the Giants are a win-now situation. You could make the argument that, you know, a cornerstone franchise for the National Football League. Proud franchise, dating back to the days of Wellington Mara. Obviously now, you've got Tisch and John Mara is the co-owner of the New York Giants. A proud franchise. They've won Super Bowls in the past. You can get them back to some sort of relevancy. You can build them up. The area that would motivate to me, which I would really push home if I'm the Giants, if money is not the factor, and all things being equal, right? I don't think Rodgers is in it for every single last dollar and dime at this point in time. The thing that will help the Giants is this. Stick it to Woody. That would help the Giants. I mean, you go to Pittsburgh and you play with the Pittsburgh Steelers and proud franchise, you trust it a little bit more than Shane and Daboll. There's no real debate and argument there. The consistent winning, even though they have not won a Super Bowl, they've gone out there and, you know, even in bad years, they find themselves finishing above 500, right? They don't really bottom out. Tomlin is a great guy, a great motivator, great of getting a lot out of a little in certain aspects, in certain phases. What can help the Giants is this. You want to stick it to the Jets? You want to stick it to Woody Johnson, the meddling owner that got in the way last year? The guy, the organization that wanted to make it be known to everybody out there that basically you begged to come back? That no matter what you said, they had made the decision that they did not want to move forward with you? Then do it in the same marketplace that made that decision for you. Because you wanted to be a New York Jet. They said thanks, but no thanks. And the competitive nature of a guy like Rodgers, and you're talking about elite-level athletes, right? Guys that are going out there and compete. You got to go out there and have that heartbeat if you're going to be as great as a guy like Rodgers has been at his position, right? Want to go out there and take your heart. Everybody's personality a little bit different, but you get the point. That's the thing that can help the Giants here, is Woody's ineptitude with the Jets. The fact that the Jets wanted to tell everybody that they made the choice. Rodgers wanted to come back, but we decided thanks, but no thanks. We don't want a diva quarterback. We want to set a new brand, a new culture, what it means to be a New York Jet. A quarterback is just part of the 53 moving forward, till it isn't. And we'll get to Fields a little bit later on in the program. That can help the Giants. And as Rodgers goes out there and walks the beach out in California, listen to music, or maybe he's listening to a podcast, maybe he's listening to, I have no idea what Rodgers is listening to. He's got the hoodie on, staring out into the abyss, the beautiful sunset out there on the West Coast, all those things, and the pictures that matriculated out on social media yesterday, those are the things that Aaron Rodgers is thinking about. And those that get frustrated by the timing of it and say, well, make a decision. Time is now. You know what? It could be, I saw the Schrager report, it could be weeks, couple weeks, 3 weeks. Who knows? Nobody really knows, but Rodgers is going to go out there and take his time. Why? Well, for a couple of different reasons. Does he like the attention? For sure. Everybody likes the attention. Those that say they don't like the attention, that is complete utter nonsense. So I'd imagine Rodgers does like the attention, but he also wants to make sure that whatever decision he makes is the correct one in his mind. And you know what? He has the leverage. Whether you like it or not, whether it bothers you or not, and you say, well, how does a 41, 42-year-old quarterback, you know, who looked the way he did, played hurt at times this past year with the New York Jets, how exactly does Aaron Rodgers now exactly have the leverage? You know why? Because the other quarterbacks that are out on the marketplace, Russell Wilson, you know, Jameis Winston, look at the other veteran quarterbacks that are out there. That's why Rodgers has the leverage. That's why the Giants aren't going to put pressure. That's why the Steelers aren't going to put pressure. And I get that Russell Wilson's in Cleveland today, going to be in New York tonight, going to visit with the Giants tomorrow. But the idea that the Giants are going to go out there and sign Russell Wilson to a certain extent, because to be perfectly honest with you, at this stage of his career, Russell Wilson is just a guy. The Giants, through their actions, have shown you, actions, as my dad and mom used to tell me when I was growing up, actions speak louder than words. Don't listen to the words. Look at the actions. Look at the way that people behave. Look at that, because they'll spew nonsense to you. But in this instance with Joe Shane, he talked about being aggressive. He got the marching orders from the Giants co-owner John Mara after the season. Things have got to look a lot different in 2025. They went all in on Matthew Stafford to the point where Stafford and the Giants agreed to a contract. He decided to stay in Los Angeles. And now they've gone all in on Aaron Rodgers. And I get it. Because what does Rodgers bring? He brings some sort of relevancy. What does Rodgers bring with him? A capability of playing the position, even at his age, at a high level. Higher than DeVito, higher than Daniel Jones, higher than anybody that we've seen play the position for the Giants in quite some time. That's what Rodgers brings. So if you're the Giants, the last thing you're going to do here, as you look at the rest of the quarterback class and the veteran quarterbacks that are out there, the last thing you're going to do here is put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. The last thing, and I know you might be frustrated as a fan base, but Rodgers is going to take his damn time to go out there and make a choice. What works for the Steelers is this. You want to win? You want an opportunity to have a better team around you? Well, it's us. If you're the Giants, they've improved their roster in free agency. You like the corner they added. You like Holland, the safety that they added from the Miami Dolphins. You learn from your mistakes and how they handled Xavier McKinney the past offseason as he went to the Green Bay Packers and was an all-pro. So you learn from your mistakes, right? Don't compound the problem. Put your head in the sand and hope it goes away. The Giants went out there and addressed the problem. They've addressed the offensive line by adding a swing tackle, adding interior. They've done things here to improve this group today than they were last Thursday. But on top of all that, it's Dable, it's Shane, it's the Giants, it's a proud franchise that's looking to get out of the darkness, and Rodgers can provide a little bit of light. And he can do it in the same marketplace as the Jets. That's the decision. Sometimes when people have emotions that come into play, you get motivated by it, right? You get ticked off. Someone tells you, well, you want to embarrass me? Well, then I'll go out there and I'll embarrass you. And as Rodgers walks the beach out there in California, and he thinks about, well, should it be the NFC North? Should it be the AFC North? Maybe the NFC East? Yes, I understand the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champs. I get Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, they're completely and utterly lost. But still, it's the Cowboys. Put all that aside. It's New York. It's the Giants. and they play in the same building that told me that I wasn't good enough. And they went with Justin Fields. That's the motivator. That's the decision. And I think for the Giants, the big hand and the big card in the hand that they could play is bring up a picture of Woody wearing that diamond necklace, walking the sidelines before that Bills game a couple years ago. The ineptitude of Woody Johnson, the ineptitude of the Jets organization, and the way that they wanted to paint the narrative of you begging for your job in the end, that works for the Giants. 10:17. Malusis with you. It's a Thursday midday. I want to thank our friends at Town Fair Tire. They remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires you trust from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, and I mean nobody. Yes, I'm the real Sadie. Oh, well, Eminem coming out. 10:24. I didn't realize DJ Pete's across the way. 10:24 on this Thursday midday. Mark Malusis with you. In for BT and Sal, rolling right up until 2. So we kicked off the program talking a little Rodgers. Greatest asset for the Giants. Oh, yeah, it happens to be Woody and the Jets. Like, you think about it. I get it. And if you're the Giants, go all in. I mean, when you're looking at the other options, go all in on Aaron Rodgers. I've been a proponent. I was a proponent of the Jets sticking with Rodgers for another year. Aaron Glenn and the Jets said thanks, but no thanks. And they want to tell you in detail how Rodgers was, you know, was basically begging for the job. And by the way, I've heard enough about this house for Rodgers in Jersey. It's got to be some house. It really has. All I hear about is a house. House, house, house. It's got to be beautiful. The motivator for the Giants, or the motivator for Rodgers, is this. It's spurning Woody and the Jets. And you get to do it in the same city. You're going to get the same coverage. You're going to get the same love, because with it, you can go out there and do your appearances with McAfee. No bother. Just go out there and you will. As long as you stay healthy and upright, be better than, you know, Tommy DeVito. Be better than Daniel Jones. And that should be an easy, I mean, that's not a big hill to climb. Riverville, New Jersey. I liked Jones. I did. DeVito, not so much. Eric, what's going on, buddy?
Moose, how are you, brother?
Good, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
Great to good, man. Great to hear you back in the midday. And yeah, I actually got to see a mutual friend of ours yesterday. I got to get some PRP shots, so he wanted to. I had to give you a call today.
Are you all right, Eric?
Rodgers. Yeah. No, absolutely fine. Got a little tendonitis, very similar to what Giancarlo Stanton got going on.
I just have one arm. Fantastic, right?
Yeah, good times. Yeah. Good times. But Erickson's got me all hooked up with some PRPs, and we'll be back at it in no time.
So, nice, yeah. Dr. Erickson's great.
He's the man. So on Rodgers, the fact that we're even having this conversation is absolutely unreal. But nonetheless, here we are. And I, to me, like, yeah, if I got to hear about the house one more time, I mean, I'm pretty sure a guy that makes $40 million plus a year doesn't care about the house.
Yeah.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. You know, to me, it's if I were him, I don't see why he wouldn't go to Pittsburgh. I mean, he's got a much better chance to win there than he does, obviously, with the Giants based on talent, coaching, just organization. Because you could argue, I mean, as bad as the Jets are, I'm a Jets fan. The Giants, you know, organization isn't much better. I mean, it's neck and neck, 1A, 1B, as far as dysfunction goes. But to me, like, I don't understand why everybody's so up in arms about him waiting. I mean, I understand the exhaustion and some of his methods are a bit wild, but he's certainly earned the right to make the right choice. And this is really going to be his last go. So to me, it's like, okay, do you want to be in New York or do you want to be in Pittsburgh? Obviously, it's far sexier to be in New York than it is to be in Pittsburgh, but they got two wide receivers down there, as mercurial as they may be, that are going to be a force. Add Rodgers to that mix with Tomlin. That's an incredibly good football team.
Yeah,
and then Pickens, he has a chance to at least have a legacy of winning.
Well, but here's the other issue you have, right? Pickens is going into a contract year. I would not be so sure if the Steelers don't move on from George Pickens. He's a little bit of a knucklehead. Are you willing to pay Pickens the kind of money that he's looking for? Like, I would, the DK Metcalf one, Tomlin's always been a, you know, and Metcalf, a high-energy guy, high-effort guy. There's no doubt about it. Built like a Greek guy. We all know that. They made the trade with Seattle, paid him $30 million a year. Pickens will drive you crazy.
I agree, and you add DK Metcalf to it,
right? So I'm not so sure that they're gonna go to battle week one with George Pickens being in that receiver room. I'm not convinced of that just yet.
I think that's fair, particularly with Tomlin. I have a hard time with the fact that he's even still there, considering Tomlin runs that show down there. But he is talented. It's just a matter of whether or not it's worth it. You know, I don't know. But well, to me, like, I don't know.
I mean, Erica, you know, Rodgers in New York. I'll tell you this. If you want to say, well, the easy decision is, well, just go to Pittsburgh if you want the opportunity to go out there and win. But, you know, then how do you define winning? If Rodgers wants to go out there and commit to 2 years with an opportunity to go out there and play, for argument's sake. Where is it? How do you define it? If you're Aaron Rodgers, that's really kind of what he's going through right now. If I go to Pittsburgh, do I have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl? How do I define winning with the New York Giants? And then the other aspect of it that you get into it, who do you trust? If you're a quarterback at this stage of your career, do you trust Dable and Kafka more? Or in order to make the adjustments, put together the offense that's going to suit your skill set, that's going to put you in the position to go out there and be successful? Or are you going to trust Arthur Smith? I mean, that's another angle to it, too. Rockaway we go. It's Alan. It's the fan. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Alan,
good morning. Quick thing I just wanted to mention. I know some people have obviously talked about it at some point, but the big thing that I think for Rodgers is you're in the NFC, okay, with the Giants. You're playing in the AFC. You obviously got a very, very, very hard route to the Super Bowl. You come play for the Giants, and you could possibly make the Super Bowl because the path isn't as difficult. Yeah, you got the Eagles. And then the only other thing I was going to mention was the line. You know, obviously our offensive line isn't that great with the Giants. So that's it. That's an issue, but we do have draft picks. So that's all I just wanted to mention. You know, the thing is, I think Pittsburgh is obviously more sexy, but you got to think you're in New York, you're going to spite the Jets, and you also have an easier route to the Super Bowl, if you really think about it.
I would trust the offensive staff with the Giants more than I would trust the offensive staff with the Steelers.
Yeah,
you know, Arthur Smith became a very good offensive coordinator because he ran Derrick Henry, you know, 30 times a game down there in Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, like, that would be an issue. Offensive line, both places are a little concerning. Obviously, you've got a big-time playmaker in DK Metcalf out in Pittsburgh. Malik Nabers, big-time playmaker for the New York Giants. There are things to like. I mean, but here's the thing. The longer it goes, I would say this. The longer it goes, the more in play the Giants are.
I hope so.
You know, that's the way. I could be dead wrong, but, you know, he officially got, you know, this whole process we've been following for the last 3-4 days, right? One of the big storylines, especially because it affects the both New York teams. If it was that easy of a decision, you know, regardless of the way that Rodgers is and his personality is, you'd get the instance that, you know, this is, you know, he has made his choice. If it was just, you know, I want the opportunity to win. And here's the deal. If you're Rodgers, you're going to go to Minnesota. You're going to go the same route that Favre did, you know, going from the Packers to the Jets to the Minnesota Vikings, where the Vikings have already told you that, you know, and I saw the Diana Rossini report that, you know, Minnesota is still thinking about Aaron Rodgers. That's where you're going to go, the Vikings? Okay. I mean, I guess to an extent, with J.J. McCarthy standing over your shoulder, you know, and then how do you handle that if you're the Minnesota Vikings? After you just, you know, had a great year with Sam Darnold, and then he got paid by the Seattle Seahawks. How do you handle that with McCarthy? Because he, even though he hasn't, you know, he's had two different knee operations after that knee injury that he suffered during training camp last year for Minnesota, McCarthy was the guy that they were all in on. Let's head out to Dix Hills. It's Mike. It's the fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't like the idea of Rodgers. I mean, I think the guy's washed up. I don't think he has it in him anymore, number one. Number two, I don't want to have a guy for a year or 2 years and then start again. If it was up to me, I think I would do one of two things. I would either try to get Kyler Murray or trade our third-round pick and try and go and get Trevor Lawrence. I think they could both be had.
The Jacksonville Jaguars just brought in Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator with Tampa, and that whole daytime soap opera that it was to try and get the best out of Trevor Lawrence. So now the Jaguars, who you could question some of their moves that they've done in free agency, now the Jaguars are moving on from Trevor Lawrence. Let's put that idea out the window. That's not happening.
All right. So what about Kyler Murray, guy that has some upside that could be there for 7-8 years?
Kyler Murray, where the Arizona Cardinals didn't trust him enough to go out there and put the work in, that they wanted to put language into his contract, that he had to spend a certain amount of time at the facility. That screams New York for you?
Well, listen, I mean,
that
screams, you're going to get a replay.
No, that screams, what that screams is disaster.
I mean, it's a disaster either way. There's not a quarterback in the draft that's going to make a change for the Giants this year. So now we're going to push the rock down the road for 2 years for Rodgers, and then what?
Wait, hold on a second. Why is it all of a sudden have to be negative? Why does it have to be? Because it was negative with the Jets. Well, the Jets are inept. The Jets had a terrible coaching staff. They had no idea what they were doing. They turned the reins over year one to Aaron Rodgers. He tore his Achilles tendon. Right now, you might say, well, the Giants have been, I mean, they've had 9 double-digit loss seasons the last 11 years. I get it. It's been a long time for the New York Giants. I understand that. You know, the outlier was the playoff run where, you know, Jones was the best player on the field. They beat the Minnesota Vikings a couple years ago and then got trounced by the Philadelphia Eagles. But why does it have to be bad? And why does it have to be a case where we went through this already? The Giants brought 21 years ago, the Giants brought in Kurt Warner to hold, to basically be the guy that was going to, you know, be the placeholder for Eli Manning. Does bringing in Aaron Rodgers mean that the Giants are not going to address the quarterback position in the NFL draft? I think they're going to do both.
Well, do you think that Cam Ward or Sanders is Eli Manning? No.
I how do you know that? I don't know. I mean, like, I got to be perfectly honest with you. Like, is it, can they be, here's the deal. They don't have to exactly be Eli Manning. who finished with a 500 record for his career. I understand he won two Super Bowls in 2007, 2011, two unbelievably epic runs, was an all-time great Giant, should be a Hall of Famer, didn't think he was going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he wasn't. Now, we're now going to go out on the comps. Well, is Cam Ward going to be Eli Manning? No, they play the position completely different. Is Shador Sanders going to be Eli Manning? Here's what the Giants, and this is what they're figuring out, and they probably have figured it out already to a certain extent because they've done extensive work on the quarterback position, and teams are scouting players years out before they become draft eligible. But the Giants know, and they wholeheartedly believe the decision makers, whether both players are franchise quarterbacks. They sit there with the third overall pick. And if they believe one of them are going to be a franchise, or both of them are going to be franchise quarterback, then their goal is to end up with one of them before that first, before their pick comes up with the third overall pick. That's their goal. That's it. They tried last year. They tried to get Jane Daniels. Tried to move up to with Washington. Adam Peters said, thanks, but no thanks. They tried to move up with the New England Patriots. Pats and Wolf said, thanks, but no thanks. So the Giants are going to, I still believe, even with Aaron Rodgers, and you're like, well, we're just pushing it down the line. No, no, what Rodgers does is gives you a competent quarterback play. Wouldn't that be refreshing? Like, wouldn't that be a good thing to watch somebody? Like, people are like, oh, he's washed. He threw 28 touchdown passes this past year for the Jets. He's washed. How many years we get into debates about defining Daniel Jones? Is he good or is he not? What is it? Like, hours. Wasted so much oxygen on it. Does Rodgers look like Drew Brees at the end, Roethlisberger at the end? How about Peyton Manning at the end? I know he won a Super Bowl, but that was defined really by Von Miller and, you know, Ware on the outside, that Broncos defense where they embarrassed, you know, Ron Rivera and Carolina. But still, like, you look at it, he couldn't throw the football. You know, the renaissance year for Peyton Manning in Denver ended up with the Super Bowl at MetLife and they got destroyed by Pete and the Seahawks. He did not, by the way, to answer the question. If you're thinking about it, he did not. When he was healthy, he could actually throw the ball down the field. When he had time to throw, he could actually throw the ball down the field. That's it. As Aaron Rodgers is thinking about it right now, and if you're a Giant fan, you should be all in because the Giants organization is all in. And Rodgers, the longer it goes, the more in play I would say the Giants are. Because if it was that easy, if it was just winning, put himself in the best position to win, well, no offense to any Giant fan out there, well, we'd all agree the Pittsburgh Steelers are set up for success in 2025 better off than the New York Giants are. On paper. A couple things that help. Daboll and Kafka, but the big one is Woody. What the Giants should sue is send a big picture of Woody, as I mentioned before, as he was wearing that diamond chain, walking the Jets sideline before that home opener against the Bills a couple years ago. That's what he should do. This is the guy that said, thanks, but no thanks. We'll pass. We'll move on. We want to define what Jet culture is. We're leaning in on Justin Fields. Good luck with that. 1039. Melusis with you. 888-808-1019. In for BT and Sal. It's a Thursday midday right here. The Fan in YouTube. All right. 10:45 on this Thursday midday. Mark Melusis with you. In for BT and Sal. Sal worked this morning with Boomer. BT is at the Garden. Getting ready for St. John's and Butler. They get going right at high noon. St. John's, obviously, one of the great stories in New York City. Positivity. Scott, Manhattan. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guy? Listen, I hear what you're saying. And look, I'm not a big proponent of Rodgers as a Giant fan. But like you said, too, we're looking at it at why are we looking at it, something's being so bad? Because it's not like we got so much to look forward to. But my only reservation with it is that the offensive line, what's going to happen? I know we're on this different trajectory that we're going a different direction. He's going to get there. He's going to get banged out. That our line sucks, and what's going to happen? Then we're going to be looking for somebody anyway. So that's the only pushback for me that I would say, no, we're not going to be that good. Stay where we're going, go in the direction that we're going, and just move on.
What's the direction the Giants are going?
Yeah, well, that's why I hear what you're saying about, you know, listen. But, I mean, listen, we just got to go. But, you know, putting Rodgers back there with the offensive line, you think he's going to last for real?
Well, Scott, I would. Thomas has got to stay healthy at left tackle. We'd agree with that, right?
Right.
The Giants have addressed the swing tackle position in free agency, have they not?
Yeah,
I think
that,
they're
yeah.
gonna. I think they're gonna move if they can move Neal inside. It would be my guess, right? So you're looking at a scenario. They re-signed and brought back Greg Van Roten, you know, who's a workman-like 36-year-old, you know, kind of offensive lineman. But they, you know, they liked him, and they brought him on back on a one-year deal. Yeah, the offensive line's got to be better. I don't doubt that, you know. But but here's the deal is, like, where you're going to wait it out here for Rodgers because he's really the best option they have.
Right, yeah. Considering,
and,
I mean,
you know,
what
considering
is
because what are we talking about if it's Russell Wilson? What are you talking about if it's Jameis, you know, Jameis Winston, for example? And I like Jameis. Jameis has got more left. If Jameis stopped turning the football over, Jameis could throw it. He's still got life left in his arm. We saw it this past year with Cleveland.
Like
however, he turns the football over way too much. So the Giants are looking for something to give this organization a little bit of a spark. They're lifeless.
Yeah, yeah, we are. You know, but hopefully, like, to be able, we can do something with Jameis. But I mean, like I said, if we, like I said, it's not like we got a lot to look forward to. So if it happens, it happens. I'm not great for it, but I mean, listen. But Rodgers still got some skills left, so we can tie up that line. We can make it work for us.
Well, Scott, I think it's going to be two pronged. Like, this is not a one pronged effort. It's going to be two pronged. The Giants are going to go out and they're going to add a young quarterback, and bring in a veteran quarterback. Those are the two things the Giants want to go out there and do. And then they want to thread the needle of potentially all things work out, right? They were going to try and do it with Stafford. Now they're going to try and do it with Aaron Rodgers. All things being equal. And Stafford's got more game. Like, Stafford would have provided the Giants an opportunity to where, you know, they did not necessarily have to address the quarterback position early in the draft because he's 37. Rodgers is in his early 40s. But, you know, that opportunity went by the wayside after he met with the Rams, and the Rams gave him a new deal after they saw the marketplace and saw that teams were interested, and they gave him the kind of money he was looking for, and the L.A. kid stays in Los Angeles. So the Giants tried there, gave it the good old cold college try. It didn't work. Now, with Rodgers here, Aaron's a little bit different. You know, what's the motivator? Ultimately, where does he want to go? And I think the Giants are going to thread the needle of bringing Rodgers aboard, you know, drafting a young quarterback, and then having Rodgers hand the reins over and hand the position over to that quarterback when they deem the quarterback being ready to go out there and play. Let's head out to Avon. It's Brian. It's the fan. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, Bruce. How are you? I got a question for you. I would go about that. I like the two-prong approach, and if you're going to go with Aaron Rodgers, I try to get the quarterback from the Patriots, Milton, with a fourth or a fifth round draft pick. There you have somebody who's just not a draft pick, has a little bit of experience, can work with Rodgers. That can buy you some time into next year's draft. Or even if you want to take a shot at Dart in the second round, I'd still get Milton. And then you got Rodgers working for, with these guys for the next year or two and go from there. This way, at least you don't use up off your draft capital trying to go to move up, and you play it from there.
Yeah, Brian, first off, Dart's going to be a first-round draft choice. You're not going to get him in the second round.
Then I'd wait till next year.
You'd have to do that. As far as Milton with New England, I had a call about this on Sunday. I think he's better in theory than in reality. He's an unbelievable athlete. He's not a great quarterback. You know, that Michigan learned that. Tennessee learned that. Like, you know, I he can go out and throw the ball a country mile. Like, he's got an arm from God. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a good quarterback.
I guess I just thought pairing a younger guy not named DeVito with a veteran quarterback can get you to next year's draft.
I see what you're. I go where you're going. But the whole idea then is, you know, you're looking at Milton then to potentially invest, develop, see if you can, you know, uncover the code to get him to play at a level that meets his skill set. He's a ridiculous athlete. Like, there's just no doubt about it, and he's got an unbelievable arm and can make jaw-dropping throws. But he can also make mind-numbing errors, like you've seen it in college. So maybe a change. That would not be the route that I would go down. That would not be where I would go. There seems to be a lot of hate on both Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders as being answers for the Giants quarterback situation long term. You know, I don't know necessarily understand that. I know Shedeur can rub some people the wrong way. Cam Ward, I think he went down to Miami last year after he entered the draft a year ago, coming out of Washington State, decided to pull his name out of the draft process, signed an NIL deal, went to Miami, and became an absolute star. So, like, you look at what Ward is, I think both guys would be able to handle New York. I think the skill set is and the ceiling a little bit higher for Ward than it is Sanders. Let's head out to Melville. It's Patrick. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, Moose, how you doing? Good talking to you. So, looking at the, you know, it's funny. I listen to the station, and I'm looking at the, everybody's like, Rodgers is the answer for the Giants. And, you know, when they bring up Russell Wilson, they're like, he's garbage. And I'm saying to myself, I think people are looking at Rodgers as the MVP that he was 4 years ago. In the past 4 years, he's literally, you just see him, like, disintegrate before your eyes. He is like, he can't move. The New York Giants line is not that good. And I just don't see what the benefit is. I mean, I would rather, believe it or not, just bring in Jameis Winston and bring in a young quarterback and save the drama. Because I don't think, we're not going to be good with Rodgers anyway. And I think it's just really a Hail Mary shot that I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
No, it's a plan. No one's talking about, like, if Rodgers in the next 10 minutes, Schefter reports that Aaron Rodgers is going to come to the New York Giants. Like, am I going to come on the top of the 11 o'clock hour and tell you that the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl? No. I mean, I did last year with the Jets, and that was an embarrassing selection. I'm not going to go out there and do that, right? But what Rodgers can provide is stability at the position.
So let me ask you a question. Why do you think Minnesota was, like, so ready to – I mean, I'm not sorry. Yeah, I mean, why do you think Green Bay was so ready to move on from Rodgers?
Because they were tired of the nonsense.
They know he was –
Pat, no, yeah. Well, yeah, they knew, well, diminished returns. They had invested in love, and they were tired of the nonsense. That was a marriage. That was time for, you know, that you look across the way and you can't stand what the partner's about to say. Right? You're tired of the conversation.
Did they miss it? Like,
they grown tired.
They were better. But they were actually better once he left. So with the Giants, with the roster that they have, putting Aaron Rodgers there, a guy that literally he just relied on his mobility to make the plays in the pocket, which is basically gone. He's still got a rocket arm, but his legs are gone. It's just not going to go anywhere. I would rather just bring in a younger quarterback and just, you know, see where the chips lie. We're gonna be last in the division next year anyway.
So Patrick, I don't know. I mean, like, I have no idea, but, you know, it'd be an interesting conversation. I mean, it really would be. So now you're to the point as a Giant fan that you're like, say, no Moss, wipe your hands of the situation. You don't necessarily care. Rodgers isn't going to do all that much. You're not going to win 10, 11, 12 games in 2025, so you have no interest in doing it. Instead of going out there and leaning into what Rodgers can do, like those that minimize and look at and say, well, Rodgers no longer can move, so therefore he's no longer going to be effective. You're talking about one of the great quarterbacks that the sport has ever seen. Yes, I understand the decision-making maybe has slowed out a little bit. I understand you need to protect him. He needs to have a clean pocket. I get he's apt to injuries. I understand all that, right? All the things that we saw. But when he was healthy toward the tail end of the year, did he look shot? No, he did not. He did not. The arm talent is still there. He could still throw it. If you could design an offense and protect him, then Aaron Rodgers should be able to go out there and deliver the football, something that he had great concerns about with Locke and DeVito and obviously Daniel Jones. Now, you know, well, where exactly is it going to lead? I'm not claiming the Giants are all of a sudden going to be a playoff team in 2025, but you understand what they're trying to do. It's cold in the darkness. You want to see the light. You want to get out. Feel the sunshine on your face, the warmth. Understand about being a little relevant here. And the cherry on the top would be the Jets and the big culture change down in Florham Park as Woody's sons are running amok and the Bobs and everything that goes on. And I'm rooting for Aaron Glenn. I really do. I like the hire. Darren Mooji. I do. I like the hire. Rooting for it. But that trio told Aaron Rodgers that, you know, thanks, but no thanks. We're good. We're going to move forward with Justin Fields and his 60% completion percentage. Modern day offense, all those things. We don't need you. And we understand you'd like to be here. We understand you still want to be a Jet. We hear your home is beautiful out in Jersey. I know you did some modifications to it. Sorry about that. But we're moving on as a team. Why do you think Rodgers called the Giants? To make sure, as they were, you know, playing footsie with Matthew Stafford, trying to get him out of Los Angeles. Why do you think Rodgers and his team were calling the Giants? You don't think that's a motivator? Of course it is. 1057. Melusis with you. In for BT and Sal Thursday midday right here, the Fan in New York.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.